glory. Aren't you thankful that God does fight our battles for us? While they were leading us in worship, the Spirit of God spoke this one verse to me. So let's go to Psalms 34 and verse 3 and read this verse and see if we can follow what the Lord would have for us this morning. Amen. Psalms 34, verse number 3. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. What were we doing? Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Sister Victoria, would you pray? Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Victoria. Thank you for honoring the word. Hallelujah. I love that shirt.
Oh, thank you. I seen it in Walmart yesterday.
Everybody see this shirt?
Not today, Satan.
Hallelujah. Not today, Satan. That's good. That goes right along with what we're talking about this morning. Amen. Because there's a battle going on. I don't know about you, but I feel like Rocky Balboa in the 15th round against Apollo Creed. But guess what? There's going to be a bell ring. And when the bell rings, we know who the victor is. Amen. All right. Glory. So, hold in your heart what you felt in your spirit as we were worshiping the Lord, and let's see what the Lord would have for us out of this 34th Psalm. Now, David, by the unction of the Spirit of God, he penned this Psalm. Now, I haven't studied this, so because we wasn't going to preach on this, so you give me some leeway here, and you look at it in your home study time. But he was brought before King Achish, and as he was brought before that king, the Bible says he had to change his behavior to be able to get out of this situation. He was in a situation where he was going to have to come against his own people, and God, by the Spirit of God, gave him wisdom of what to do, how to get away from Achish. Achish means angry. Now, once again, I'm going to say this. That's why I don't like to talk to anybody before service. But so this is all the Spirit of God, because I this is why we came here. But anger, God can show us how to be delivered from anger. And so this is what he done. He showed David exactly what to do. David is a type of Christ in the Old Testament, the anointed one. He was anointed three times, just like Jesus was anointed three times to be king. Well, Jesus is your king, amen? And so he knows what to do when we're in the midst of the enemy, and he knows how to bring us to a place of victory. So let's apply and follow those very parameters that he laid forth. Look at verse number 1, Psalms 34, 1. David said, I will bless the Lord some of the times. And that's what they were leading us in worship this morning, in the reality that no matter what we feel like, no matter what it looks like, we need to be in the place where we bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Because it's not about our circumstance, it's about our Christ. He is the one that has the answer to us. And so what has been happening as far as in my life and the people that I've ministered to this week's life is that there's been a huge attack in the reality of if we're not careful, turning the blessing of the Lord to the blessing of the problem. The blessing of the situation. And so that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants us to put so much emphasis and so much focus on the situation and the circumstance that in reality we're raising that up above Christ. And so David here, you can imagine him. He's in this situation. Him and his 600 mighty men have got great notoriety. They've encountered many battles, and all of a sudden he's in a place with Achish where his life is going to be at stake if he doesn't do what he would have him to do. And so this morning, you and I, we recognize and realize that the devil wants to push our buttons to get us to do what he wants us to do. And so the only one that can deliver us from those decisions and the outcomes of what he would have is the reality that there is a Holy Spirit inside of us. And that Holy Spirit is always speaking the Word. And that Word is what makes you and I, enables us, empowers us to be free. Amen. So David says, what I'm going to do, I'm in a situation right now where I don't know what to do, but there's one thing I know what will always work. I'm going to bless the Lord. So when I'm in the midst of something that's trying to exercise dominion over me, whatever it might be, in this case, Achish meaning angry, but whatever it might be in your life, in my life, whatever you've been facing this week, whatever false king would try to raise its ugly head, that you have the reality that cannot change your focus of who you serve and who is your source. Amen? We're not serving the devil, so he's not our source. We're serving the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, so he is our source. Now he says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So this morning, make a decree with me. Say, thank God. There's a miracle in my mouth. So I can bless the Lord. And as I bless the Lord, what's going to happen all of a sudden, it starts in my spirit. And by faith, as I allow that unction to come up through my spirit, it'll reach to my soul. As it reaches to my soul, all of a sudden I have the opportunity to use my body, my ability to communicate with this natural world, and I can decree what God is to me, what he's going to do for me, and how it puts a limit in it, puts a wall, it puts a boundary against the devil. Amen? So I've got to see that no matter how it looks, the odds, right here, the odds were all against David. He is now standing right in front of the king. He has no avenue in and of himself unless God intervenes. Well, you and I this morning, we know we have no avenue in and of ourselves, but we know that we've got a God that is on the throne of our heart. He's active, right? He wants to move and he wants to motivate in our lives. And so if I'll be in the place where I let that praise be in my mouth, it's going to come out. And if it comes out, it's going to change the atmosphere. Now notice what happens. He said in verse number 2, he said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. So all of a sudden, see, David is in the place where by faith he's praising the Lord. And that's what they were leading us in this morning. You have to step out in faith. You know, when you don't feel like it, when everything is against the unction of the Spirit of God, you and I, we make a stand in faith and we speak. And all of a sudden, David then, he shows us that you move from spirit to soul. See, my spirit, it's completely content this morning. It's at peace. Right here's my problem. And it's heavy for some people that they're having the same problem. You and I, we carry the burdens of each other. Amen. And so in that situation, in that circumstance, we've got to come back and say, okay, I see the problem, I see the burden, I see the heartache, I see the attack of the enemy, but I'm going to make my boast in the Lord. I'm going to let his praise come out of my mouth. And all of a sudden, that releases the reality of Romans 12:2 in my life. My mind, will, and emotions, my soul starts being renewed by the Word of God, by the truth, rather than all of this thing that is subject to change. See, what everybody's dealing with and feeling, that is subject to change, so that's not real. Only God is real because he's unable to change. Amen? Now notice what happens here. He says, my soul shall make her boast, shall shine in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Now here's what we've got to see. When the attack is coming so strong, when all the things of insecurity and even the reality of dealing with insensitive situations and people that are there by the enemy to hurt us, you and I, when we hold on to this voice of faith, these words of praise, these words of worship, and we hold on to them, and then we speak them out into the atmosphere. All of a sudden, then, he said, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. When we recognize and realize that when we go through things, it's an opportunity for people who would not hear and not see the reality of your situation being changed by a God that is in the midst of your heart. That's power. See, everything the devil's doing, he's doing it to try to hurt you and ultimately hurt God. But in reality, what he's doing is making the Lord more real in and through your life to people who would never experience God in that form or fashion. And so we can make our boast because of that reality. We can hold on to that truth because of that honesty that what David is saying. Now, getting back to our text, look what he says. He said in verse number 3, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me." All right, so let's think about our situation this morning. You think about who's on your heart, or you think about what you're dealing with in your own life or your family or your friends or coworkers, whatever it might be. And you see it for what it is. And then all of a sudden, you do like what Paul said to do. Paul said, I press toward the mark of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. And when he pressed toward that mark is scopios, where we get our English word scope. So he said, I'm fine-tuning my scope. I'm fine-tuning what I'm looking at. As I'm fine-tuned to that cross, that high mark, my high calling that's in Christ Jesus, all of a sudden, Jesus gets bigger and bigger. And whatever you focus on and whatever you magnify and make bigger, all of a sudden, everything else gets blurry. Everything else gets into a different perspective. So when we look at our situation and we start magnifying the Lord, you know, right now, with fear and anxiety at an all-time high, and we've got so much deception that is being worked, and we're seeing all the hypocrisy that is in our judicial system, and we're in our legislatures. I mean, things is coming to a head, and we're seeing it. And as we see that, if we're not careful, if we focus on that, it'll be very discouraging. It'll be very fearful. But instead, you and I look and we come back to what God said. God said in 1 Timothy chapter 2 that you and I were to pray for men everywhere, kings and rulers. But then we come and we see where he told us in the book of Romans that he sets them in place. He gives me a king after my own heart. Well, my heart and your heart is for the Lord. And so I'm going to hold on to that reality. I'm going to magnify God in that situation. I'm going to say, Lord, I'm not going to let this turmoil that's on the outside, I'm not going to let it get on the inside of me. I'm not going to let their message of negativity, their message of fear-mongering. Come on, that's what they're doing. I'm not going to let that paralyze. I will not be paralyzed with fear. Because why? Because you and I, we don't serve the spirit of fear. We have the spirit of what? Of power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. You and I, we can have self-restraint, self-control, because that's the fruit of the Spirit. We have temperance. And so when we start being pushed and pulled this way, we come back and we say, Lord, right here is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm feeling. Now, by the Spirit of God, help me to magnify you in this area. Whatever it is, you're going to be used as a conduit. The Spirit of God has given me the word for this coming year, and I can't wait till we get to talk about it. And I want you to see that who you are, there's going to be a grace like never before coming into 2021 that's going to cause the church to touch and to change people's lives. It's going to be so real. It's going to be more real than the clothes we're wearing, than the chair that you're sitting in, than the carpet I'm walking on. It's going to be so powerful. And so how's that going to happen? It's going to happen because we're going to magnify the Lord. We're going to cause everything else to lose its influence. We're going to cause God to be the one that saturates people's lives and their mind and their understanding, because we're going to what? We're going to magnify. We're going to magnify the Lord. And so I want you to see that right now there is an attack on intimacy between God's people. It is overtime. The devil is working in a way to divide over little things that seemingly do not matter. But he makes them to be an issue, you know. And he's working especially between husbands and wives, between family members, because he knows if he can bring discord in our life, he can bring a big hindrance. Because the Bible tells us very clearly that if I'm at aught with Donna or she's at aught with me, my prayers, her prayers are hindered. God needs your prayers. He needs my prayers. Amen? Because why? That's the way he set it up. So we've got to be very cautious. So what we do, we come back, and here's the king, the Achish, that's working before our life, and we say, Lord, here it is. And you name it. I can't name it for you unless the Spirit of God was to reveal it. You name it before the Lord, and you say, now, by the Spirit of God, give me the word to magnify. I'm going to magnify the Lord above this, because see, the Lord is the Lord of lords. He's the King of kings. He is the God of all. So he is the one that is above all. Amen. So it doesn't matter what it looks like, what it feels like. I'm going to magnify him. Now, when I magnify him, this other is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. And as something loses its power in my life, then Jesus gets more power. It's not that he changes, but my understanding of who he is to me and where I'm at changes. Amen? Now, he says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Now, notice this. This is the key. Let us exalt his name together. Unity. That's why this attack is happening, to keep this intimacy, this oneness, this unity of the Spirit. Because when you and I come together and two agree is touching any one thing, oh my goodness, it's done. It's done, amen? And so I want to be in this place, in this position, where I magnify the Lord and you and I together, that we exalt His name. Now, we got to understand that the name of the Lord, thank God for the name of Jesus, our English translation of His name. But God's names are all through the Bible. There's name after name after name after name. Why? Because each one of His names reveals His character, reveals what He has done in the past and what He will do right now. Amen? So if I'm like Abraham and I'm walking up the mountain and I'm thinking about Isaac and I'm thinking about this family situation, I gotta take and sacrifice my son, and then I gotta go back to my wife and tell her, hey, this is what God said. Okay? So all of a sudden, as I walk up that mountain and I make that statement, I magnify the Lord to everybody around me. I say, servants, you wait here. Me and the lad, we're going to go worship the Lord, and then we're coming back. We're coming back. In other words, if I have to sacrifice him, God will raise him up. Amen? Jesus didn't stay sacrificed. Amen? God raised him up. And so he said, we're coming back. And so what did he do? There was his situation. There was what was being magnified in his life, was all of the fear and the concern of what was going to happen. And all of a sudden, thinking about Sarah and all the years that they had waited and all those things, he makes that statement. He magnifies the Lord. He exalts that name. What does he say? He says, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Jireh. My God will provide. So this morning, whatever you have need of, or whoever you're praying for, whoever you're concerned about, the Lord will provide. Amen? The Lord, He is our healer. Amen. He is the Lord who healeth me. And I can't pull it out by the Spirit right now. But what is it? He's our banner, Jehovah Nissi. But I can't think. But He is the one who will heal your situation, heal your circumstance. And so you got to hold on to that. And we have the ability with God to take uncles, amen, to the throne room. And God hears those things. So we've got to be in this place, in this position where we magnify the Lord. Now, when we do that, look what happens. It gets us to a new level. Say, I'm ready for a new level. See, David does this, and all of a sudden, verse number 4, he said, I sought the Lord. Now, wait a minute. He's done blessing the Lord. He's done praising the Lord. He's done calling on the name of the Lord. He's done magnifying the Lord. But now, all of a sudden, because he does those things, now he's able to seek the Lord. See, all of those other things, they are a prerequisite to get you and I in a place, not that God can hear us better, but that we can hear God better. Amen? It gets us in a place, in a position where all of a sudden we sense His presence. We understand His love. This morning, there's so many people that don't understand the love of God. They're hurting. They're aching. They're being tormented in so many ways. And it's up to you and I to allow the love of God that's shed abroad in our heart to be reached out, to be ministered to be received into their life. And how can that happen? Because we're in a position like David. We're willing to do the work first, and all of a sudden, no matter in the midst of the king, the enemy king, we can still seek the Lord. Now, see, David gets in this place, and he said, I sought the Lord, and He heard me. Well, you and I know that the Bible tells us, Old Testament, New Testament, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, right? Shall be delivered, Old Testament. Shall be saved, New Testament. Same connotation. All right? So all of a sudden, though, David's in a place. Because he's magnified the Lord. He's let that praise go forth. He's set forth that atmosphere that he has realized what to pray, how to pray it, and he knows that God has heard that prayer. See, there's so many this morning, they don't believe that God will hear them. Thank God that you and I, we can pray for one another and we can help people along. But there comes a time, when you have got to take responsibility. And you've got to pray the prayer of faith. We can only pray the prayer of faith for somebody for so long, and then God wants to raise them up because He doesn't want them to have confidence in anybody but Him. Amen? Here David is, and he said, I sought the Lord, and He heard me. Now notice this. And He delivered me from some of my fears. Hallelujah. So if I will do the first three verses, all of a sudden then, when I get into this area that David's in, I can be in the same place where I know that God will bring a deliverance into my life. He'll bring a deliverance into your life. It's more real than anything else. All we have to do is not let anything keep us from seeking the Lord. It's so strange to me. How many people want the Lord when they're sitting on the head of the needle, but as soon as God gives them a little bit of relief, then they don't want to talk to you anymore. They don't want to talk to God. They don't want to go to church. But when the needle starts pressing them, here they are again. And I'm not being mean. I'm just saying we need to understand that we've got to be just as good to God as He is to us. Amen? And so here David is. He's in a place where he has no escape, no deliverance, but he's showing us the pattern. And as he lays forth this pattern, he makes this promise. He said that God delivered him out of all of my fears. Now look what happened. Verse 5. They looked unto him, they looked unto the Lord, and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. So all of a sudden you see how that in the midst of a dark situation, David and all of his men, because of this, the parameter of following what the Word of God says and the example laid forth, all of a sudden the light shines. See, darkness, as Brother Corey was talking about, is continually trying to envelop you and I. It's trying to saturate and shut off the reality of light. But when you and I are in this place, in this understanding, all of a sudden, because we do verse 4, we seek the Lord and we feel that deliverance become a reality, though it's a reality all the time, but we see it manifested, then all of a sudden, the light that is in us meets the light that is coming toward us, and what it's like an atomic blast. It destroys the darkness of the enemy. And as it destroys the darkness of the enemy, it enlightens a whole area that would never be lit before. You know, think about when they detonated, done those test bombs. You know, the power of that light. Or even think about when they, in Hiroshima or Hiroshima, however you want to say it. You know, if there was a person standing next to a concrete wall and that bomb went off, it left an imprint of them on that concrete. That's light. But that's nothing compared to your God. So I want you to imagine this just for a minute now. Here David is in all the darkness, the working of the enemy, trying to get him to turn against his own people, trying to get him to get out of the will and the plan of God. He had an anointing. He was anointed to be king. You have an anointing. You're anointed to be king, amen? You're going to do what God would have you to do. You're not going to fail because you're going to trust in the Lord. But all of a sudden, when he does these steps, the face of God shines on his face. And it's lightened. Come on. They looked unto him and they were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed. In other words, full confidence. Aren't you glad this morning that you can look into the face of God because of the blood of Jesus? You're not ashamed. Your sin is gone. Not discovered. It's gone. You are the child of the Most High God. Amen? Now look what that does for you. It brings you into this reality. Verse number 6. The poor man, the humble man, woman, boy, or girl, that's who you and I are. We're humble before him. We understand that we were spiritually bankrupt without him. But the poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of glory. So our God is the God of all. Come on, he's the God of all. See, right now, we're seeing a movement in the church saying, well, God doesn't used to do this and he used to do that. But things have changed. Time has changed. And so God will do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. That's not our God. Oh, come on, brother. That's right, Brother Henry. That's exactly right. And God's bringing us back. He's bringing us back to where we'll be like him. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that's a reality. That's so much wisdom in that. We don't want to change God. We want to let him change us. Amen? And he's more than willing. Now notice this. Here's your promise this morning. He said, the poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. But notice, the angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him. And what? Yes. The angel of the Lord. That's... Now think about it. This is the angel of the Lord. This is, and everybody has their own opinion, but I think when it talks about the angel of the Lord, it's talking about the pre-incarnate Christ. My opinion. You can have what you want. But so let's just think about one angel. One angel killed 185,000 men in one night that were coming against God's people. One angel. This is the angel of the Lord. How many enemies is coming against you this morning? Even if there was 185,000, you've got two angels with you 24/7. That's a good place to run. That's a good place to shout. Amen. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter how much the enemy brings against us, because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Amen. You have, what did you say? He always causes us triumph. Can he lie? It's the truth, right? All right. One last verse. Verse number 8. David said, this is how you bring it all together. He said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Oh, taste and see. Yes, he is, Brother Henry. That's right. So I need to what? How do I taste the Lord? I just try him. I take his word. And I recognize and realize that he is that bread of life. John 6:63, his words, they are spirit and they are life. But I partake of them. Matthew 4:4, I see that I need to, every word, man, you know, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, I need all the word of God. I need to partake of it. And if I taste the word of God, if I partake of Jesus, he said he would give me sight. This morning I need to see some things. I need to see the magnification of the Lord, or the realization that I have been delivered, that you have been delivered, that we are in a place of victory. We're not fighting for victory, we're fighting from victory. Amen? That's a reality, that's the truth. But he said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." And he said, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. In other words, the Bible says that whom God blesses, you can't be cursed. Remember, Balak went and hard Balaam to curse God's people under the old covenant. And what did he tell him? He said, told Balak, he said, I can't curse what God's blessed. That's under the old. We're under the new, a better covenant. Amen. You can't be cursed this morning. So when you need to see that, I need to taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. So all I've got to do is make this commitment to trust the Lord. And everything that's happening around us, it is an avenue, it's a vein of the enemy to get you and I to back out of what we know to be true. Amen? Amen. But we're not backing out. We're not backing up. We're holding on. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." So I recognize and realize that he's the way to everything that I'm looking for. He's the way back to the Father. And if I'll get in him the truth that makes me free, it'll be manifested from the inside out. And I can stand before the King Achish. I can stand in situations and circumstances that have no hope in the natural. And my face can be lightened. And it can change people all around me. It can give them hope and comfort. And it's the same way with each one of us this morning. We've got to believe that. We've got to hold on to that. And we've got to say, "I don't know how God's going to do it, but my God is an all kind of God. And all is going to be well." Amen? All is well. What did he say? He said, "It is well with my..." That's what he desires for us this morning. Amen? "It is well with my soul." Let's make that decree together. "It is well with my soul." Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. Lord, I thank you for helping us to cast every care upon you. I thank you for helping us to come to a new level of freedom in you. This morning, every Achish in our life that would try to get us to turn on one another, that would try to hinder and limit us and get us to do things that we don't want to do, we call them defeated in Jesus' name. We are delivered. We are changing our behavior. Come on, in the name of Jesus, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, we're changing our behavior because we have the Spirit of God, the Word of God, to cause us, enable us, empower us to see things differently. We're going to magnify the Lord this morning. Lord, we thank you for it. I ask that you would touch each person here, Lord, and who might be listening on the radio or through the internet, whatever it might be, in the future even. Lord, let this anointing come in their lives. Let every yoke be destroyed. Let them hear what they need to hear to be in the place of total peace. Total peace in you, Lord. Help us this morning just to humble ourselves and just come to that place of promise and provision. Oh, we thank you for what you've already done, and we thank you for what's going to happen in and through our lives, how other people are going to be able to see your goodness and grace out of our lives. Thank you for it. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Would you come and make yourself an altar this morning, or make yourself an altar at your chair, whichever you choose to do, and just take that Achish that's trying to be a king in your life or in somebody else's life that you're praying for, and say, my God is the God of unity. My God is the God of intimacy. My God is the God that brings every lie out of the darkness into the light. And as I look to Him, my face is lightened. As I look into the face of the Lord, my face is lightened and darkness flees. Would you come and just find your place in that and come to a new place of peace and victory like never before? Because you're going to, this is a jumping start. This is a starting point that's going to take us into 2021. God's going to use us like never before. And He needs you. Say, God needs me. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Find you a place in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.